Jeremy Meeks, the same guy I teased when we were young, the same guy who lived across from me back in high school, the same guy I thought was too geeky and short to ever catch my attention. Until now. Jeremy is nothing like the guy I envisioned years ago. And when we finally meet again at our high school reunion, I'm speechless. He remembers me, and I'm glad, because there's nothing I want more than to grab his attention. We make it out onto the patio overlooking the beach. It's a huge villa rented by the whole team to celebrate 15 years since our graduation. I'm looking out at the sea, but I can feel his eyes on me. I can feel the tension between us. I know it's been years, but right now, I want to do the unthinkable. I want to make out with this man on this balcony and have him fuck me 10 ways into the morning. He smells good. He looks amazing. And that smile, God. He takes my champagne glass and sets it on the ledge.
Can I ask you something?
I nod. At this point, he can ask me anything. We can do anything.
We're both adults. I find you attractive. Beautiful, as always. But I'm heading back to LA tomorrow, so why don't we?
Yes,
I say. Yes to anything this man wants. Yes to whatever he's about to say. He faces me.
Yes?
I nod.
But you don't know what I'm about to say.
As long as it doesn't involve jumping off a bridge, I'll agree.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He smiles, and good Lord, those dimples.
What were you going to say?
I want to kiss you.
I lift a brow.
Are you sure it was that?
Do you have something else in mind?
I have a lot of things in mind, but if that's what you're aiming for, then...
Jeremy takes my hand and kisses the back of it. I grin at his gesture because why the fuck is something so simple holding the heat between my thighs hostage? I chuckle.
Well, I wasn't thinking that kind of kiss.
He smirks.
Why am I starting to think you're toying with me?
Maybe I am.
He glances at his watch and looks over his shoulder.
Everyone seems a bit burned out for the night already. I guess we're getting old, huh?
Old, but definitely not cold.
How about we call it a night here and do our own thing?
I smile. This is exactly what I want, what I've been waiting for him to say. I wanted to get out of here over an hour ago.
Sure. What do you have in mind?
My place.
I grab my glass and take a quick sip. I was not expecting him to say that. He eyes me playfully.
Problem?
No, not at all. I just didn't peg you to be a straight-to-the-point guy.
I was weighing you.
Well, I guess you did it well.
He chuckles.
I'll call a taxi.
We make it to his place, and my God, it's beautiful. Well, it's a rented condominium, but still, I can only imagine the rent for this. We take the elevator, and halfway through, he stops it.
Aren't there people waiting for this lift?
He shrugs. Then he moves closer, looping an arm around my lower waist.
Don't like living life on the edge?
I do.
Then?
Jeremy leans in, taking my bottom lip into his mouth. This man can kiss. This man can make me forget where I am. I hold on to him as he devours my tongue. His hands pull me against him, rough, wicked. His erection sears into my pelvis, making me tense between my thighs. He pulls away. No. Jeremy pinches his lips and smiles down at me.
Do you like that?
I nod slowly, biting my bottom lip.
Good.
He presses the button on the elevator, and all I can think about is this man's devilish tongue and how good it would feel to have it swirl around inside me. He enters his condo, tugging me in like an excited schoolboy. I must say, I'm loving it. I haven't had a man inside me in over 6 months, and to have this fine specimen as a reintroduction to my pussy, this is heaven. Jeremy doesn't waste time. He begins undressing me, and I him. His kisses are soft and gentle, but filled with urgency. Our moves are frantic, like we've got 2 minutes before the kids get home. He swings me around and unzips me, kissing every length, breadth, and inch of my skin. He's a lover. Yet, I feel like there's something more. He strips me until I'm in my underwear. and not once has he let go of me. His eyes are like embers.
Let me do it.
I protest, unbuttoning his shirt. But I'm too slow, too careful, because this man rips it off like Hulk. I haven't even taken off his pants yet because I'm distracted by the ripples and taut muscles bulging from his chest. This man is king material. I reach for his pants, forgetting to be chaste, forgetting to be the good girl. I am hungry. I am in desperate need of this man to fill me, but he stops me, lifting me off my feet and carrying me to the bed.
I want to enjoy you,
he says. I don't protest, because the moment he slips my bra off with ease and lowers his mouth onto my nipple, I'm lost for words. He sucks me hard, hungry, desperate, like I'm his first meal for the day, and I love it. He moves between each breast, feasting like he's angry, like it's his and not mine. A breath escapes me when his teeth graze my bud. I can't for the life of me comprehend what the fuck is going on because this man is handling me like dough. He flips me onto my stomach and kneads my ass, slipping off my undies. This man means business. He's not into games because my body jerks forward when he splits my legs and runs his tongue up my folds. I grapple with the pillows for purchase as he darts in and out of my pussy. Fuck. I moan his name out loud. He flips me onto my back again, burying his head between my legs. My nerves are all over the place. I'm screaming so loud I'm positive anyone outside that door can hear. This is the life. Fuck. I move my hips, gyrating on his face. I'm close. So fucking close I can see the motherfucking light. I can't escape. He's holding me, keeping me in place. My body is shaking out of control. My pussy squirts. What the fuck? I can squirt? He's licking me like a cat, grooming me, cleaning me. Shit. I raise on my elbows, watching as this beautiful man feeds off my pussy like a goddamn king. His eyes are wicked, maleficent. Never had I seen or felt something so hot, so dirty, so erotic. If this is what he delivers without an ounce of dick, then sign me up.
Fuck.
Jeremy lifts his head with a wicked grin.
Ready for round two?
I nod, weakened by desire. He yanks me upright, and before I can say something, he slaps me in the face with his dick. I gasp.
Suck it.
He palms the back of my head, and I stiffen my neck. I open for him. He's rough, he's mean, and I fucking love it. Jeremy plunges his cock deeper, choking me. I peer up at him and his eyes are a fiery flame, something unearthly. He pushes deeper, holding my head still. He groans, grunts.
Fuck.
I suck him off, letting the spit drain from my mouth. His hips buck, and I reach for them, coaxing him to go deeper. I like this. I want this. I want all of him.
Shit. I'm gonna...
I close my mouth around him and palm the base of his dick, swallowing repeatedly. His hips jerk again.
Ah!
Jeremy yanks his penis from my mouth and spurts all over my face. I open my mouth, welcoming the drag of his tip and his sweet seed.
Nasty girl.
He breathes, but I'm not finished. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm one of his worst nightmares. I turn around and prop up on my knees.
You think I'm finished?
I slap one of my cheeks.
Be a good daddy and fuck me in the ass.
You have met the end of A Happy Reunion. Hope you enjoyed this one. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and follow me on TikTok and YouTube. See ya. Bye.